On Rash Judgment. Judge not that you may not be judged, for with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. Matthew 7:1. The following is from St. Francis de Sales. Judge not, and you shall not be judged, says the Savior of our souls. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Luke 6:37. The Holy Apostle says, Judge not before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. 1 Corinthians 4:5. Oh, how displeasing are rash judgments to God! The judgments of the children of men are rash, because they are not the judges one of another, and therefore usurp to themselves the office of our Lord. They are rash because the principal malice of sin depends on the intent of the heart, which is an impenetrable secret to us. They are not only rash, but also impertinent, because everyone has enough to do to judge himself without taking upon him to judge his neighbor. In order to our being hereafter judged, it is equally necessary we should refrain from judging others, as to be careful to judge ourselves. For as our Lord forbids the one, so the Apostle enjoins the other, saying that if we judged ourselves, we should not be judged. But, O good God, we act quite the contrary, for by judging our neighbor on every occasion, we do that which is forbidden, and by not judging ourselves, we neglect to put that which we are strictly commanded into practice. We must apply remedies against rash judgments, according to their different causes. There are some hearts naturally so sour, bitter, and harsh, as to make everything bitter and sour that they receive, turning judgment, as the prophet Amos says, into wormwood, by never judging their neighbor but with rigor and harshness. Some judge rashly not through harshness, but through pride, imagining that in the same proportion as they depress the honor of other men, they raise their own. I am not like the rest of men, said the foolish Pharisee. Luke 18:11. Others, to excuse themselves to themselves and to assuage the remorse of their own consciences, willingly judge others to be guilty of the same kind of vice to which they themselves are addicted, or of some other just as great, thinking that the multitude of offenders make the sin the less blamable. Others judge through passion and prejudice, always thinking well of what they love and ill of what they hate. Fear, ambition, and other such weaknesses of the mind frequently contribute towards the breeding of suspicious and rash judgments. The following is from St. John of God. How dare we judge others? Circumstances are so varied that it is almost impossible that we should not make a mistake. It is the magistrate's duty to judge the guilty. Our duty, as regards our neighbor, is ever to take the defensive side. Nothing shows the wisdom and truth of those words from Holy Scripture, judge not and you will not be judged, condemn not and you will not be condemned, as the injustice and rashness of our judgments. To judge, we must know the heart of the person accused, and this is a sanctuary reserved for God alone. Ah, if we only knew our own shortcomings, we should rather accuse and judge ourselves. The following is from the Abbot of La Trappe. It is the ordinary custom of those who have not within them the Spirit of God to be scandalized at the most virtuous and edifying of actions. This we see in the Gospel of St. Luke. A sinner, knowing that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and standing behind at his feet, she began to wash his feet with her tears. This woman outwardly displayed her love and respect. She threw herself at the feet of the Son of God, full of grief, incapable of fear, and pierced with a lively sorrow for having offended him. Such were the feelings with which our Lord had inspired her. However, the Pharisee formed a rash judgment, for he said, This man, if he were a prophet, would know surely who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, that she is a sinner. But the Savior, who knew her better, judged otherwise, for she had blotted out her iniquities by the abundance of her tears, by the excess of her love, and by her contrition. Amando veritatem lavit lacrimis maculas criminis. By loving the truth, she washed the stain of her crimes by her tears. This is an example which ought indeed to be consoling to those who, in actions which they have performed for the honor and glory of God, may have drawn upon themselves rash and false judgments, censure, and condemnation of others. The following is from St. Augustine. Rash judgment seldom hurts the one upon whom it falls, but the one who judges rashly cannot fail to injure himself. There are two things we should guard against in forming rash judgments. The first is when it is uncertain from what motive such and such a thing may have been done. The second is when we cannot foresee what may one day be the state of that man who now appears to be either good or bad.